Devin, you got to have a close-up look this week at some of the Whiskey Row buildings.
Yes, my first time over there, actually, and it was a great kind of meeting just because we actually got to go inside of these buildings, these structures, and they announced the first phase of what they're planning to do to redevelop those specific buildings. It includes a few things. It includes maintaining the facade of Todd Blue's properties. He has two, I believe, buildings over there. So the facades will be maintained, but the whole other part of the building will be demolished, essentially. And they're going to set up a structure behind the facades to maintain those and allow him to do what he wants with those. Interestingly, there are within the other structures, the five other buildings, they range from being completely just torn apart to being in somewhat of a stable condition. So some of the buildings are actually going to just be cleaned and stabilized, and they're going to do that with a few of them. And then two others are going to be they're going to try to basically keep as much of the historic part of those buildings as possible, but there is going to be a lot of stuff done to those other two buildings. All facades are going to be kept intact.
What did you see in the part you were in?
Well, they took us into a few of the buildings. One of the buildings was one of the warehouses that seemed like they used to be an old warehouse. It was just empty, hollowed out, a lot of wood on the ground. And then some of the other buildings they had all the old stuff from all the old, I believe it used to be a nightclub that used to be there. So they had old chairs, just glass all over the place. And we actually have a piece of audio that I think kind of demonstrates what condition these places are in.
Again, you can just feel the dampness, and these buildings are the ones that are in the best condition.
I don't want to scare you, but just kind of feel with your feet. This is the mold that you guys saw a photo of. You're seeing water damage over the years to the floor systems. I'm going to show you a couple collapses up here that are pretty interesting.
Yeah, several of these buildings, two of these buildings in particular, were used as nightclubs in the 70s and 80s, and so a lot of that, even while that's decayed, that's not original material. There are three key components. One is to preserve the two historic facades on Todd Blue's remaining property, and then the other two components are to preserve the three buildings that are in the best condition of those that our group has purchased, and then the more challenging preservation and stabilization work on the westernmost buildings, which involves saving the facades and the brick walls and stabilizing them to prepare for a long-term redevelopment.
And the gentleman you just heard speaking was Craig Greenberg, and he's an attorney with Main Street Revitalization, which is the group that purchased the properties. He also explained what is in store, what the timeline looks like. They have now opened the contract bids. Now they're taking contract bids. He expects that to go through the month and possibly start this process in December. And he expects phase one, which is kind of what he heard and what we talked about earlier, to be complete by summer next year.
I think I may have lost my keys in one of those nightclubs years ago. I'm not driving the same car anymore, so it doesn't matter.
It was pretty amazing checking those places out. Not many people have been in those the areas since they've closed.
Yeah, they've been shuttered for quite a while. All right, thank you, Devin.